again, everyone, and welcome to LanguageCaster.com, the football language podcast for learners and teachers of English. I'm Damien, and I'm back in London after a short Christmas trip to Ireland. I hope you all had a great break and watched lots of football over the festive period. There's been a slight delay with the latest podcast as work has been super busy for both myself and Damon, who is of course based in Japan.
Bạn đang nghe LanguageCaster.com.
Right, on today's short podcast, I will be focusing on some terms connected to the third round of the FA Cup in England, which is when the Premier League and Championship sides enter the competition. This means that they play against teams from League One and League Two, as well as some non-league sides. This year, there were four of them involved at this stage of the competition. I'll be looking at four of the matches, including one that I actually went to see, and I'll be looking at some of the language that came out from these games, including golf in class, force a replay, and pull off a shock.
Właśnie słuchasz LanguageCaster.com.
Sunderland versus Newcastle, golf in class. There was a chance of an upset in this game with Championship side Sunderland taking on their north-east rivals Newcastle, especially as Newcastle had been going through a poor run of form. However, the Premier League side easily defeated their local neighbours 3-0 to progress to the fourth round of the Cup. The result was never in doubt, with Newcastle much better than their opponents. So much better, in fact, that we can say there was a gulf in class. This phrase means that one side was far superior to the other one, that there was a huge difference between the two sides. Newcastle were quicker, stronger, tactically better, and they were also much more clinical in front of goal. This phrase means that they took their chances. A similar phrase to golf in class is the cliche, men against boys, which again means that one team is much, much better than the other one. Maidstone versus Stevenage, pull off a shock. Maidstone from the sixth tier of English football defeated Stevenage from League One in their FA Cup third round match. This was a huge surprise as non-league Maidstone play three divisions or tiers below their opponents and had never qualified this far in the competition before. They pulled off a shock win, which means they succeeded in doing something that they were not expected to do. We might also hear the phrase to pull off a shock result. I wonder if any teams will pull off a shock in the next round of the competition. West Ham versus Bristol City, force a replay. Now, I went along to this game between Premier League side West Ham against Championship team Bristol City at the London Stadium. The Premier League side went ahead early on, mainly thanks to their Brazilian star Paquetá, who assisted the opening goal with a lovely chipped pass. But he was injured soon after, and when he went off, the away side got back into the game and scored an equaliser in the second half. The goal meant that there would be a replay, which of course means another game is needed to decide the tie, and this time the game will be played in Bristol. If a team forces a draw or forces an equaliser, it means that they scored a goal to earn a replay in the cup. They have another chance to play the game. Arsenal versus Liverpool, spurn chances. To spurn something usually means to reject it, but in football we use the phrase spurn a chance to mean to miss the chance or to miss the opportunity to score. In the Arsenal versus Liverpool game, The home side, Arsenal, had many good chances at the start, but they failed to take these chances to score. So we can say that they spurned the chances. They failed to score.
Hi, my name's David. I'm from London and I'm an Arsenal fan, and you're listening to LanguageCaster.com.
Yes, that message was from an Arsenal fan, and drop us a line if you want to add a stinger in any language that says you are listening to LanguageCaster at admin@languagecaster.com.
My name is Massimo. I'm from Italy. My favorite team is Palermo, and you're listening to LanguageCaster.com.
Now, if you have any questions or comments, then drop us an email at admin@languagecaster.com, and you can also look out for us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We also have a football language forum where you can ask and answer any questions you have on the language of football. Don't forget to subscribe to our football language podcast. And a quick reminder that you can also access all of our other football language podcasts. We have hundreds of them, by coming along to our site here at LanguageCaster. And of course, please tell your friends.
Hey, I'm Zdenek, an Arsenal fan from the Czech Republic. And you're listening to LanguageCaster.com.
Yes, you are listening to LanguageCaster. That message was from a Czech fan. Don't forget, there's a transcript for this short podcast, and there's lots of vocabulary support too. We explain lots of the meanings of these words in the transcript itself, which you can access by coming along to LanguageCaster. Okay, that's it for this short podcast about the 2024 FA Cup third round, and in particular the phrases pull off a shock, golf in class, force a replay, and spurn a chance. Let us know if you hear any of these words in any language while watching football over the next week or two. And we'll see you all again soon. Bye-bye.